A word for you from Joshua chapter 1 verse 5. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you. What a marvelous promise to the servant of the Lord, Joshua. He is a type of Christ, the one who's chosen to lead God's people into victory. The Lord Jesus gives us a much greater victory. And as it was true, God's word for Joshua, it is much more true for us today, that the Lord is with us if we are with Him, and He will not leave us or forsake us, and no man shall be able to stand before us. But the question is the Lord with you? Are you with the Lord? Because if He isn't with you, what help? What does it help to claim a promise, but it's untrue for you, because you're not walking with the Lord, you're walking with sin? Well, use this as an opportunity to turn from your sin, to turn to Him, receive forgiveness, and then God can commission you with this great commission, and He can send you out, like the disciples, into all the world. Now, if He says here, no man shall be able to stand before you, He actually is speaking not just in the future tense, but in the past tense. For He says in verse 3, wherever the sole of your foot will tread, I have given that area to you. But even though it is true and the promise is true, we need to put our foot down, so to say. We need to use the tread of our souls in the real world. It is not a victory in heaven, but it is a victory in this world. Now, it's not that God is against men, God is against people, but the Lord is saying that I am victorious in you. I will go before you as I was with Moses, and for us today, as I was with Joshua, I will be with you. I will never leave you or forsake you. What a marvelous promise. We find the same promise in almost the same language in Hebrews chapter 13, end of verse 5 and then verse 6. For He has said, I will never leave you or forsake you. So we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? You might be very conscious of some person who stands in your way, some difficult boss, or some character that seems to grate on your nerves, and you say, well, it's just a character conflict. No, the Lord wants to give you victory. Not that your way is more important than that person's way. The Lord wants His way to be prominent.